All right. Welcome, everyone, this morning. We appreciate y'all being here today. And as we begin, Judge Mack, if you're going to do our invocation, please come forward. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. Father, we come to you today with gladness in our hearts that we live in this great nation, in this great state, in this great county. And Father, we come to you in the name that brings salvation, in the name that brings help and healing and hope. We just lift up this court to you. This week is a big week for our budget and all the things that go with that. And we just pray a special blessing upon the leadership of this county as they lead. And we pray, oh God, that you would bless us and keep us and help us to do your will in our lives. And in this proceeding today, we pray a special blessing upon every public servant that's represented here, servants of the people, that we would serve and do your will. Our nation's under attack, Lord, and coming against the Judeo-Christian ethic that our nation was founded on. And we just pray, God, that you would raise a standard against that, and you would help us, God, to be faithful to your word and to your truth. Bless our leaders. Bless this time together. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now our pledges.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. All right, let the record reflect that all are present for our meeting and that we do have a quorum. We have a motion to approve the court agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Are there citizens who are here today who would like to make comment on either our open or our consent agenda? If you would, please. Ginger, why don't you just, we'll start right back there. Okay, we'll start here. Okay, please, if you would, state your name for the record and come forward, speak up here at the mic, and so that it's loud and clear that everybody can hear also for the record.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Roland Hargrove. I live at 10997 Coaster Lane, 77306 Conroe, a little south of Cut and Shoot. I moved here about 11 years ago. I bought a house right off the courthouse steps and worked on it about a year, finally moved into it. My street, to drive down my street, if you didn't drive down the middle, the brush would tear your car up. Now, I may be in the wrong place at the wrong time for speaking about this, but I don't know where else to go. But so after about a year of calling and Bo telling me he would get it done, well, Bo's gone to somebody else or some other place now. And so I've been there 11 years. And so after about a year, I went down on Fraser Street and hired some Mexicans. Thank God for good Mexicans because they work hard. And they cleaned my ditch out and cleaned my yard out. I got about 500 foot of frontage. I put in new culverts. But there's about five trees that I couldn't cut. If I cut those trees, I'm going to take out the electricity. I don't have the machinery and equipment to do it. Back then, they were small trees. They were maybe a foot through. Now they're about 15 inches, and they're blocking my ditch, and the water runs across my yard. So I make a dam, and I try to dig out around it. So I make a berm to keep the water from running across my yard. And the ditches still haven't been dug out. Those trees are still there. And I've been trying to get it done. I've called probably five times this year. The trees, I can't take them out if I take them out. So the water runs across my yard rather than running on down through the ditch. I'm in my 80s now. And my grandson, he's 16 now. He helps me try to dig out the ditch. But seemed like that shouldn't be my problem. When I moved there, there was $7,000 worth of taxes. And I've been there 11 years, and I've been paying taxes ever since, and I still can't get my ditch dug out. Everybody seems to promise me, and they're going to get to it. But I called the other day, and she said, there's $300 against me. Well, I've only been there 11 years. So, I love this county. I tell everybody, move to Montgomery County. You'll live longer. I told my doctors in Houston, That's why I moved here. I said, everybody here, wave at you and use the whole hand. And it's not so down there in Harris County, I promise you. The other thing was, I had a boy across the street, a kid in the neighborhood, he come beating on my door, hollering and screaming and crying. So I went to the door. It was about dark. He said, there's a dog chasing me. And I said, well, come in. And so I grabbed my gun and I looked in the front yard and I didn't see him. But I called the police and the police said, well, call this number. So I called the number and I got a lady and I said, there's a kid here in my living room. He's shaking. He's crying.
Fisher.
I said, I called his mother to come and get him. But I said, he says there's a dog chasing him and we've had one dog kill another down the street and so on.
If I may, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but we have a 3-minute limit. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Well, I called the lady and she said, well, what do you want me to do?
Can I ask what precinct you're in?
He's in my. It's in the city of Cutchin.
Probably. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Precinct.
No.
No, he's in my precinct, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm James
Metz.
I'm commissioner there. You're in the.
77306 Rocky Road is the cross street, Coaster Lane.
You're in the city of Cut and Shoot there. I'll be glad to visit with you about that. And,
yes, sir.
And
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming forward.
This is my chief of staff, sir, right here in the red shirt. She'll be able to take your information down and try to help you with that, along with the city. Sorry, guys.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Come forward. Yes. Yes. State your name for the record. Remember, we have a 3-minute limit, if you would, please.
My name is Michael Chevalier. I live at 11024 Coaster Lane. That's across the street from the gentleman that just spoke. So this is my first time being at Commissioner's Court, so I'm not real familiar with the way things is working. But I've lived here since 88, almost 33 years come November. And the water issue is getting to be a terrible thing right there. I mean, it keeps getting worse and worse at flowing. There's just nowhere for that water to go that's coming from that away, especially since the industry that's come up around on 3083 over there. Well, they've made that to where that they can get by, but it's causing more water to run across our place and our ditches, and it's washing out my driveway, and I've been trying to get them to dig my ditches out also. So it's a really same problem that he's having, is a water issue running through the ditches. And I didn't know if this was the proper place to come to talk with somebody, but I felt like I needed to come up here. I don't know anybody else to talk to. I have called, and no one ever has no feedback with me. They say they're too busy right now. Back when the trees were a problem, you know, because they were all dying and stuff.
Right.
So, and I keep putting it off, and it's getting bad. I'm trying to finish me a driveway going out, and I need to have the ditch set right so that I can continue with it.
Judge, we're aware of what he's talking about there, and we are working on it. We have 1,800 miles of ditches to maintain,
right.
And that's in the city of Cut and Shoot. We also have interlocal agreements with them, and we're working with them. We're about to be back in that area to pave some roads right away as well. So we'll be there soon. It's hard to be patient, but.
Thank you. I just needed to let that know because there wasn't a creek over in the property before, and that covered all that up. Mm. And right there, we're just down from the road from the crossing at 3083 and Jefferson Chemical. And I've been having trouble with that, and it's getting worse and worse with the water.
We appreciate your comments very much.
I appreciate y'all listening to me. Yeah. Not really. I guess I am fussing, but I mean, I'm not. I just need to get somebody to hear us because we got a bad problem there.
We hear you loud and clear.
Hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Who else? Yes. State your name for the record.
I'm Billy Graff. I live in Precinct 1. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I just want to say thank you for doing budgets the way we do them. I'm a firm believer that businesses run much cleaner and smoother with budgets. Unfortunately, one of the challenges that I find with our current system, at least here in Montgomery County, is very often throughout the year we find ways or situations where we go beyond the budget, we raise people's salaries, we spend money that was not budgeted, sometimes warranted, often not warranted. And it came to my attention yesterday that over in precinct number 3, there were a couple of employees that have been granted raises, and here we are 30 days or 60 days from a new budget, and I find it highly inappropriate that at this moment we're raising salaries right before a new budget season is coming in, where it's already been mentioned that across the board raises are on the docket for conversation. And I find it inappropriate that, and I don't know that it's absolutely true. I'm giving Commissioner Nowak the opportunity to tell me that it's not true sometime today. But if that's the way we're going to continue to operate, then I think we need to readjust the way we do our budgeting, because if we're going to continue to do raises and change our budget, then the budget process is really irrelevant if we continue to add millions of expensive dollars to budgets after the budget is made. Thank you very much for your time.
Billy, we appreciate it so much. Thank you. Ginger, we know who you are, but if
you this morning,
state your name for the record.
Okay. Please. Hi, I'm Ginger Russell, Republican Precinct Chair for Precinct 74 in Magnolia. I'm also the co-chair of the Montgomery County Republican Party Education Committee. A socialist revolutionary, Vladimir Lenin, quoted, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seeds I have sown will never be uprooted." This past year, the court decided to award nearly $30 million in Federal CARES Act funding to our local school districts. This decision to send more federal funding to what was once known as local independent school districts furthers the federal overreach and Marxist agenda in social engineering the next generation. Despite it being a daunting task, I've been fighting the Marxist agenda within the education system for over a decade. Not only does one have to fight the liberal government indoctrination machine, but you also have to fight individuals whom you think would align with you. This past May, during our Republican County Executive Committee meeting, I presented a resolution against the United Nations International Baccalaureate Program that has been implemented in Magnolia ISD, the only district in the county to have implemented it. This resolution passed unanimously. Despite the IB's humanist Marxist philosophy, there were a few who voted against my resolution. These individuals are closely aligned with Charlie Riley. In addition to the IB resolution, the Montgomery County Republican Party Executive Committee also passed two other education resolutions dealing with social-emotional learning and critical race theory. I have emailed our county party chairman, Brian Crist, asking him to send out these resolutions to local Republican voters. I have yet to hear from him. One would wonder why. Could it be our county chairman's wife is Riley's campaign manager, Kristen Nicole? Why would those closely tied to Riley oppose exposing the Marxist ideologies within our schools? Could it be the out-of-control and unacceptable political collaboration and collusion between Magnolia ISD and Commissioner Riley? The Magnolia Education Foundation will be hosting a fundraiser in late August. Their choice of entertainment is none other than the Charlie Riley Band. Who plays in the so-called Charlie Riley Band, one may ask? Well, the lead singer is Charlie Riley himself. The guitarist is Magnolia ISD Superintendent Todd Stevens, along with a couple of district administrators. You just can't make this stuff up. Sadly, you see other office holders that will trade their principles for political gain, showing no integrity at the expense of our children's education.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments.
I play guitar, Commissioner Riley. Could I play some music?
It's the best deal going.
Education of our children, guys.
No, that's no.
Okay, let's move forward. Who else would like to make comments this morning? Is there anyone else? If there is none, then let's move forward with our agenda. Thank you all very much. Proclamations and resolutions. Presentation. Our presentation of Employee of the Month is going to bring that to us today.
I guess I am. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. Am I doing this?
Yeah, my name is Alicia. I'm the chair coordinator for Employee of the Month. Okay, I'm the recognitions coordinator. So if you'd like to come forward and.
Okay.
Tom Dean, would you come up to the podium?
No, I'm kidding.
Tom, would you bring those three ladies up to the podium?
I don't think this would go very well if I were to bring these to Don.
It gives me great honor to present to y'all our Employee of the Month, which is Diana Trim. She had no idea this was happening. I don't forgot what kind of lie y'all told her to get
in. They write a report.
Oh, yeah, so she's done her homework. Those of y'all who don't know Diana, let me tell y'all, she has been a faithful, faithful employee of Montgomery County. She was with the Friendship Center for years. She came to work for us, I don't know, 8-10 years ago. However long it's been. And she takes care of our community buildings, but she also takes care of our senior citizens. And she knows every one of those senior citizens, all their needs, all their wants, what they need to do, what they like to do, what they don't like to do. And if I go in there and try to do something they don't want to do, she'll almost kill me. So I have to check with her to make sure I can do what I want to do. But she takes care of business. You know, you hear people come up here and say she comes to work on time, she does her job. I hear that all the time. Diana goes above and beyond, I promise you. Sometime in the middle of the night, if something happens over there, somebody's got the building rented and something's not working right, they don't call me. They call Diana. She gets up, she goes over and takes care of business. And that's what we like about it. That's what we need employees to do. So, Diana, we can't thank you enough for all you do. And hang around and keep doing what you're doing. And we love you and thank you very much.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Commissioner, for being involved.
I should have brought 24 handed. I should have gotten on one anyway.
All right, let's continue to move forward. Item 9, do we have a motion? Are there any amendments or any modifications that we want to make to the consent agenda? Commissioner Nowak, you had one?
I need to defer 9S3 on page 9. 9S3 on page 9. Please defer that.
Okay. Are there any other modifications, commissioners?
Nope, I move with that change.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, let's move forward into our open agenda. And as we move forward into that, the court will consider and discuss its discretion to take action on the following items. The first item is under the county judge, which is considered to discuss and take appropriate action regarding fiscal year 2022 operating budget for the Montgomery County Appraisal District. We approve this. We look into this each year. It comes under me in presenting this to the court. The budget, as I looked at this just as a quick summary, they have a standard operating budget where they have decreased $191,766.
Decreased or increased?
Decreased. However, and that has to do with the benefits in general. However, they also have an audit that they're going to be doing for this year and next year, which is upwards of almost $1 million, but they're going to take it in 2 years. So that would be $475,000. So you got a $191,000 decrease, adding $475,000. It puts us at a $283,234, which 18% of that is the county's responsibility since the appraisal district is divided over many entities. So that being said, that's basically what it is. It has already, as I'm aware, Amanda, you've already calculated all this.
Yes. So, Commissioner's Judge, compared to the preliminary budget, it is a decrease. We did not get the MCAD budget built into the preliminary budget. We kept it the same. So you will see between the preliminary budget and the proposed budget a decrease of $40,523 on the county side.
All right. Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve this budget?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Also, we have a responsibility to consider and approve Montgomery County Emergency 911, Emergency Communication District, fiscal year 2022 budget. And in this, there is over last year is a 3.1% increase. This is not budgetary as far as we're concerned. It's a government entity, and we merely approve the budget, and they pick up their resources that they have on from fees. So is there any question about that?
I'll move on that.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Tax assessor collector, Tammy.
Move.
Morning, Judge and Commissioner. Okay. Item 11A, consider and approve resolution to allow online auctions for tax foreclosure sales, tax resales, and to adopt rules governing online auctions.
I move.
Second.
Second.
Is there any reason why we would not want to do that?
I can't think of one. Oh. Makes perfect sense.
Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to...
Right. Absolutely. We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay.
Jamie?
Item 11B. Consider and accept a letter of understanding from Linebarger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson in Montgomery County relating to providing additional value-added services to Montgomery County, which is the online auction.
Ooh. Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
With no fees. No other.
With no fees.
No cost.
No cost to the county.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Appreciate it. All right. Grants and community development. Rebecca.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Consider and approve the FY 2021 annual action plan as stated on the agenda.
Move.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Good work. Thank you.
Thank you for picking up the load and taking care of all this stuff and moving forward. Doing a great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Commissioners, Precinct 1.
Commissioner, you want me to take it for you? This one is considering approve opening position 7300-5351. This is operations deputy for Commissioner Walker's team. The annualized salary is $72,737.60. This position is on the step plan, so it would follow step plan requirements. I didn't name the funding source in this item, but the funding source would be Commissioner Precinct 1's operations budget and authorize the budget office to effectuate all necessary changes.
I move.
Second.
Any discussion? So you're paying for it?
Yes.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner Walker. All right. County Court at Law Number 3. Consider discussing appropriate action regarding our salary for Associate Judge. Judge Tucker?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So since I last saw you, I haven't slept a whole lot, but we've worked very hard and we haven't skipped a beat, so I'm happy to report that.
That was the plan. Excellent.
Yes. So, as you know, one of my immediate tasks in fulfilling the duties of the presiding judge of County Court at Law 3 was to hire an associate judge, which was a critical piece of ensuring a seamless transition, as I promised. I was fortunate enough to swear Jack Riley in on July 1st, which was, frankly, my best-case scenario. Judge Riley was a seasoned 27-year family law attorney who has been board certified in family law for 15 years. I have submitted a PCR requesting that his salary be approved at the already budgeted amount of $132,470. This is identical to what the other two family law AJs make, one of whom was just hired as an associate judge in August of 2020, which was less than a year ago. And I'm happy to answer.
Who was that? That was Bluestein?
That was Judge Scott Wunderlich with the 410.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Just for the record, I am no kin to Jack Riley. I don't want that out anywhere because it will get out.
I had not even thought
even
about
the
that.
Guy. I move.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion. The issue came up for me, Judge, and I told you that I would move forward and help you on this. But in the initial, whether or not you agreed or not, okay, we had a number, and that number was $110,000, to be sure, which, as I discussed that on behalf of the Commissioner's Court, I was comparing it to Bluestein's salary, which was at $110,000, different position. He has some resources coming in from other areas, of which I didn't know about. That being said, you had contact when we had this discussion. The PCR had been sent through at the $110,000. Apologize if there's a misunderstanding there. You didn't get to see it. The only reason is because I thought we were going to move forward on that number, and you wanted to swear our guy in immediately after I swore you in. So you can. That being said, there was no intention to keep any of that from you. But that being said, as it was communicated to me that you had gone to Commissioner Metz and had presented to him the case, of which I understand why this individual should make more money. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't. All I'm saying is you presented the case, and in that you as the as it came up that we heard from Commissioner Metz that we should move forward, and the salary was $126,000 based upon 90% of what a regional district court would assign. You not being a regional district court, that would have been Underwood who would have assigned that, but that the salary is assigned by the Commissioner's Court, and I want to make sure that you understand that we're the ones in this case that would assign that. Certainly we would listen to you and your recommendation. During that time, though, there was no mention at all about the district court, the 90%, or any of that. And in my judgment, I felt like we needed to at least start this guy where the other guy had started. That being said, we've moved forward. We're here. My question is, according to Commissioner Metz, it was supposed to be at the 126. In our discussion, you had said, well, if we're going to do that, I'm going to bring it to court. I'm going to shoot for the one. I guess it was 132 or something like that, which is what the other guys are making. So just to clarify that, there's a misunderstanding here, and because I felt like you kind of felt like you were being bullied a little bit, and that's just not our MO. And if that's, I apologize to you for that, as you recall, of which you said thank you. I appreciate that very much. So we're beyond that. Okay, and I told you I would support you. Commissioner Metz,
you clarify the amount on that, please?
Yeah. It's 132 is the amount of the PCR, and that's in your motion, mm-hmm. Commissioner Riley.
Say that one more time.
132,470.
What was the amount you had?
132,470 is the amount on the PCR, and that's what your motion is, Commissioner Riley?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have that for?
Good.
So that's where we're at.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify the motion since it isn't on the agenda.
Yeah.
It is to approve the PCR that Judge Tucker has submitted for 132,470.
Good, thank you. We're good. We're good. And we said I would support you, but understand this: as the court, that it was our understanding, and it came to me that you had presented it at 90% of the regional court, and I wanted to make sure that was not the consideration here.
So I can explain if you want me to explain that I can.
Just a few sentences. I don't want to belabor this.
So I think when I reached
think it's
out
important.
And. For the record, throughout my discussions with budget office, HR, county attorney's office, and with you.
Yeah.
My position always was, I do not believe 110 is the correct number.
We understand
that. Was that. Consistent
we
with everyone yeah. I spoke to. So I would just like right. to say that. However, when I reached out to Commissioner Metz, and I said, I'll provide you with some written material just to give you a comparison, my email, I said, I should also note, for purposes of comparison, that the 4D judges and the child protection judges
right.
make 90% by statute of a district court salary. However, those two courts, 4D, handles a very narrowly tailored type of case, child support cases.
Right.
Child protection courts, narrowly tailored child protection cases. Our court handles all the cases that a 4D court can handle,
right.
all the cases a child protection court handles. We are the child protection docket, I mean court for Montgomery County. We're it. In addition to divorces, annulments, suits affecting the parent-child relationship, adoptions, modifications, enforcements of possession access, enforcements of child support, enforcements of spousal maintenance, writs of habeas corpus, family violence protective orders, name changes, emancipations. I mean, there's several.
Sure.
So our court handles way more than those two courts. So I was saying, trying to explain that 132.470 is reasonable.
That and that's good. We
so
accept
I apologize
that.
If I, and I'm no, sorry, you, Commissioner yeah, Metz.
No apology necessary. She made that very clear to me. Just exactly what you're saying here, that the 126, that's what it was there, but that you felt like that the 132.470 is what was reasonable, and that's what Judge Robbins, associate judge, is making. So I'm good with that. And Commissioner Riley's made the motion. Okay. I'm ready to vote.
Yeah, let me just say one thing. You guys, as judges, we respect your opinions and how you view your personnel and how you believe they should be paid. It's just there are some wonderful AJs that it's taken them a decade of working for Montgomery County to make it to $132,000. You were one of them. In 2016, you were making $111,000 a year. And so we have been asked by Judge Gilbert if HR and the budget office would put together some guidelines that judges could follow. So when a senior person retires, you don't expect to replace them with someone that doesn't have that experience and yet pay them the same amount. And so I am going to take the recommendation of HR and the budget office, because that's who we task with performing this function.
Right.
Just as you task people to do things in your courtroom, so do we. And so I, unfortunately, will not be supporting your request.
Okay. With this right here.
I was wondering why you were here.
Because I'm the administrative judge for the county courts at law, and there have been some procedural things that happened with this that are unusual and quite the first time that's happened here, and I don't know if those are policy changes for the court or not. But Judge Gilbert is a great administrative judge. He's done a fantastic job during COVID, and I commend him for that, but he is not the administrative judge for the county court laws. So any requests made by him would be applicable to the district courts. Any request of that nature for the county courts would, of course, have to come from myself at this point or a future administrative judge for the county courts at law. And I just want y'all to understand, and I'm just going to bring a very true life example. Jack Riley, no relation to Commissioner Riley, we'll repeat that again for the record. I don't know him. I'm not a family law person, never claimed to be. But I had heard of him before. Everything I heard was he is an amazing practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
When he was hired for this position, the rumor around the courthouse was, we can't believe that y'all were able to get him. He gave up a practice to come. I would say that the 10-year progression also has to do with increasing salaries in general and not just longevity. And I want y'all to know that he had his, of course, he's handled all his dockets. He had his first contested hearing last week. I crossed him in the hall, and he was telling me about the very good lawyers, very tough lawyers that he was dealing with. It was a CPS case, which is all of our CPS cases are in this court. He did what he needed to do. His first contested hearing, he removed the child from a household to protect the child, and the child's mother committed suicide.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about appropriate salaries for judges, judges that sign death warrants, for judges that have to carry those things forward, it's something that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah.
And so I, Commissioner Metter, back when he was part of this court, called me one night when he voted against me on something I came on. He said, I hope you're not mad at me. I said, Commissioner Metter, I would never be mad at you. You don't be mad at me for asking, and I won't be mad at you for voting, and we're all just trying to do what's best for Montgomery County. But I am very impassioned about our judiciary, and I feel like sometimes because of the judicial ethics, we kind of have our mouths taped, and we cannot make public comments on things going on. And it puts us a lot at a disadvantage when we come in here and things get written in newspapers that we're really not allowed to talk about, but other people are. And so sometimes the whole story doesn't get out. But I just want to reinforce on y'all the severity of just what happens across the street every day. And I thank you for your consideration and your professionalism and your courtesy today, all of you. Thank you.
You know, cost of living's up
5%. Back to what y'all were talking about a while ago, at our last budget workshop, when this issue came up about parity and pay, I made the comment that I wanted y'all to put together a committee to come back with some kind of recommendations on what to do. And I hope y'all have done some of that when we get further on down in this budget workshop.
So it's my understanding that that the budget office and the HR office were going to meet with me at some point. Yesterday, they were still putting their numbers together when we were supposed to meet, so we were unable to do that. I will tell you, the budget committee came to the Board of Judges before the budgets were due to present to us a plan. And that plan was not approved, quite frankly, because the plan would have required you to spend a pretty decent amount of money. And the board as a whole did not think that was appropriate, and we did not want to come and
ask. Well, maybe required us to do that. It may not be the right term.
So, and that is why we did not bring that. We did not feel like it was a complete proposal, and we did not feel like this was the right time to come and ask you for the numbers that were included in that. Now, that committee is still working, and now that HR and the budget office has gotten involved, we will certainly sit down and look at those numbers when they're made available to us. But there was an entire 2 years put into. And we did work because I was on that committee for the first half, so I know that there were meetings, and it is a very difficult task when you're looking at a range of courts, a range of different processes that each
court does. I understand each court does different things, but there's got to be some way to get people as close as we can. And we all know what we're going to do. When somebody leaves, this is what we're going to do. There's got to be a way.
Commissioner, we
all do that somehow.
To include where they start, how they develop,
what is
the max in this position, of which, as Commissioner Nowak has pointed out, Judge Tucker has done an excellent job at and has done that. But as I told you earlier, it's what's more important in all of this, first of all, we already have the money budgeted. The second thing is that we don't want any more confusion in relationship to this. The kids are important, and what you're doing is important. And you've done exactly what we've asked you to do, Judge Tucker. You've gone into this, and you've done it seamlessly. You already got Jack involved doing it. So kudos to you for that.
I appreciate that.
So with
that
in mind, there's a motion on the table.
What was you going to say, Amanda?
Wait, Amanda had.
Yeah, Commissioner, we have come up with some numbers. We have a plan. After the Compensation Committee on the Board of Judges didn't pass anything, we were asked to put some numbers together. Dodie and I have done that. We want to present that to Judge Laird, hopefully today, early tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we plan on there is a spot in the budget workshop to bring that recommendation to you guys during workshop.
And hopefully you can be supportive. We hope that it's something that we can agree on, because for the long as you and I have been here, this comes up every year. And we've got to find some way to where everybody knows, because it's not fair for you not knowing what the compensation structure is and what you should or shouldn't offer, and it's caused a lot of confusion, and we just want you to be able to focus on being a judge, not worry about
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I'm looking forward to seeing the numbers. Right now, I'm totally in the dark. So apparently, we're going to have to work fast.
That being said, we'll do our best. Judge, are you done?
Yes, sir.
All right. That being said, one last final thing. The salary is not set by the administrative judge. It's not set by the county court of law judge. It's set by the commissioner's court. Just so we understand that. We listen, though, to recommendations. I think that's important for all of us to understand. And whatever confusion happened here, let's move on. We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Also, good labor is not cheap. Cheap labor is not good. I've tried.
Right. All in favor? Again, let's do that one more time. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Right.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you very much coming in.
Thank you, Judge. Thank both of y'all.
All right. Let's move on. In our agenda here, now we move into, if you will, we're going to recess for public hearings.
Rebecca.
Amy, take it away. Oh, there you go.
Meaning me again.
There you go.
Consider and approve the grant application for the Edward Byrne Memorial Assistance Grant for fiscal year 2021 through the U.S. Department of Justice pursuant to the public hearing notice published on July 22, 2021, grant titled Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Narcan Support Project in the amount of $54,380. No match is required. Please authorize Rebecca Ansley to be authorized official of grant and submit electronically on behalf of Montgomery County. That's a mouthful.
Move.
All right.
No, we have to.
It's open. I pulled a matter right there.
Is anybody here to speak on that issue?
Yeah. Anybody that wants to speak on this issue?
Okay, we'll take action after.
Okay.
Thank you.
I pulled a matter.
Precinct 4.
Consider the partial replats of lots 17 and 23, Block 1, Harper's Preserve, Section 30, to be known as Harper's Preserve, Section 30, partial replat number 1. The purpose of the proposed partial replat, quit laughing at me, is to change the building setback lines along two tracks on Wild Chives Drive. No objections or concerns received prior to today's public hearing. Public hearing notice mailed to the HOA. The plat has been submitted for commissioner's approval by county engineer, agenda item 16A. Is anybody here to speak about that?
All right. There's no one here. Then let's go ahead and reconvene the court, take appropriate action. Amy, if
we need a motion on item 15A, please.
Have a motion. Move. Mr. Riley, you did. You want to do it?
I done made one motion, but I think it was out of line.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
And
thank
now
you.
A motion on item 16A.
That's just what we're making a motion on. I stand corrected.
Move.
So we'll assume that's a first and a second.
Judgment.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. At this time, we're going to dismiss to executive session.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
Please.
Please do.
Y'all all heard about August the 20th? Y'all are all invited to come have a good time. You will enjoy it.
Thank you, Commissioner Riley. At this time, we're going to dismiss for executive session. Pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.072. We shall return. Thank you. Reconvene. There is no action to be taken in our executive session. But we are going to move forward with final citizen comments. Are there any comments that anyone would like to make before we adjourn our meeting?
Tammy? I thought you wanted to say something. Huh? I thought you wanted to say something. You were talking.
You called me out. No, I did not.
So if there are no citizen comments, even though you are a citizen, if there are no citizen comments, I have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. Amanda, what time are we to be back here to start our hearings?
Yes, we will be back at 1:30 to start our budget workshops.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.